Om Shanti. English Avyat Mohli of Bap Dada of 1st September 1975. Are all of you experiencing yourself to be coming close to the Karmatit free of karmic bondage stage? Do you know what the signs are of coming close to the Karmatit stage? The sign of becoming close is to have equality in which aspects? To come into sound and to go beyond sound? To be a karam yogi in a corporeal form and to go beyond the awareness of the corporeal and de-stabilize yourself in the incorporeal stage. To listen and to become an embodiment of that. To churn knowledge and to remain absorbed in that. To have a heart-to-heart conversation and to stabilize in the stage of spirituality. To think and to put into practice, to use the physical organs, that is to take support of the physical organs and to go beyond the pull of the organs. To use the facilities provided by matter for one's own self and from time to time to be independent of those of the same facilities. To see others and to have connection with them, but to see and not to see. To have a connection with others, but to remain as detached as a lotus flower. To maintain equality in all these stages is known as being close to the Karmatit stage. Have you adopted a stage of such depth and greatness? In the final paper, there will be upheaval in all four directions. On one side, there will be upheaval of the environment. On other side, there will be upheaval from the other people. On the third side, there will be upheaval from through all relationships. And on the fourth side, there will be upheaval through the lack of essential facilities. To remain stable whilst in the midst of such upheaval on all sides is the final paper. If the effort in which you stabilize yourself in the stage of having all rights is on the basis of external supports, then it will not allow you to become an embodiment of success in the final paper. There will be the pilgrimage of remembrance when there is such an atmosphere. However, to have that stage when there are no other circumstances, that is to create your stage on the basis of external situations or when you have a particular facility, to make effort on that level will make you fail the final paper. Therefore, now intensify your speed of becoming equal to the Father. You feel that final paper should take place very soon so that you can attain your reward of the Sun Dynasty. However, are you ever ready for the exams? Is that you will have to be ready? Or do you feel that you will be ready on time? If you think that time will make you ready, such thoughts of carelessness will not allow you to become powerful. All of those various wasteful and careless thoughts would finish in front of the powerful thoughts. You don't have any carelessness, do you? Are you careful and wise? To be ever ready means in any situation or atmosphere, if you receive an order or Srimat, becoming independent of the support of all your physical organs, the conqueror of your physical senses, and in a second, immediately, as soon as you receive that Srimat, stabilizing yourself in the stage of one more powerful thought. The moment the father says something, the children should have that stage at that instant. This is known as being ever ready. The things of equanimity that you were told earlier are the things through which you make your stage come closer. To what extent have you become equal in all these things? You have to check this. It should not be that. Instead of a second, it takes you a minute to put that direction into a practical form. If it takes a minute instead of a second, then you will not pass in the first division. Whilst going up and down and settling yourself, you will lose the seat of the first division. Therefore, always be ever ready. Not just ever ready, but constantly ever ready. What result is visible at the present time? Do you know that? Are the Pandavas or the Shaktis in the line of those who are intense effort makers? Who are the majority at the line of intense effort makers? All the Pandavas are giving the majority vote to the Shaktis, but in terms of effort, even the Pandavas are Shaktis. You have all the powers of almighty authority. Bhagdada takes the side of the Pandavas. If the Pandavas were not kept at the front, how would they pray be brought in front of Shaktis? Therefore, especially in terms of being father Brahma's equals, Pandavas should follow the father in effort. Pandavas remain at the front in taking up worldly responsibilities too. However, now instead of just taking worldly responsibilities, you have to take responsibility for unlimited world benefit. Just as you are aware of the deep concern to earn in a limited way, in the same way now become absorbed in earning an unlimited income. You have experienced renouncing all facilities of happiness in earning an income, and so in terms of earning an unlimited income, to renounce all consciousness of the body and to renounce the awareness of the body is not a big thing. This is why the Pandavas should claim number one in the line of intense effort makers. Do you understand? Do not be left behind. If you remain behind the Shaktis, you will not have maintained the honor of being Brahma Babas and the father's equal. Does this seem right? Therefore, in this year, do not wait for next year. You have to claim number one. The Shaktis are perhaps thinking that they will then be number two. However, even Father Shiva cannot do anything without the Shaktis. Can he do anything? Shaktis have to renounce in this too. The renunciation of Shaktis is worshipped. Those who renounce something create their fortune automatically. Therefore, in terms of being brothers, both Shaktis and Pandavas have to make intense effort. Do not make effort on the basis of hearing the news. It is through your effort that the news of destruction will spread everywhere. Let there be effort first and the news afterwards. Not that you hear the news first and then make efforts afterwards. Acha?